Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-278. Now we're going right to the radio lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today. Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. Great show. I'd like to thank Bill and Mark, your last two callers. It's basically the Trump GOP, Trumplicans or whatever. They're hypocrites and they're liars and they don't care about democracy and environment. They don't care about the environment. But I want to go back to something Dick said, my friend from Madison, I've met him several times. If they do win in this state, you will not recognize Wisconsin. They're going to win the Senate and the Assembly no matter what because it's gerrymandered, but Tony has to be reelected. And on a national level, I'm scared that they'll take over Congress and the Senate, and then you will not recognize the United States. And the only two things they really do have going for them is the high price of gas and inflation. So if somehow Biden can get a control on the gas prices, I think we'll be fine in the fall elections. But if not, people tend to vote their pocketbooks. And I don't know what to do to – when you have a war in Russia and your refineries are up to aren't pumping enough gas and they have the Saudis, I've said that before, I don't know how you're going to fix the gas thing unless people quit driving again. But I hope you can find a fix for that. With that, I love listening to your show because you have, like I've said before, great callers. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. And cheer up. Look, for this too shall pass. And let me tell you something. Politics is cyclical. Politics is cyclical. We have had a corrupt legislature now for it's over 10 years, and it's going to end up being 20 years because we have Republican judges on the U.S. Supreme Court and the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We have a gerrymandered legislature that is responsible for much of the evil that is occurring in Wisconsin right now. There are forever chemicals in the water in Milwaukee County, Dane County, Marinette County, up in Rhinelander, over in Eau Claire, down in La Crosse, everywhere. And why is that? Because forever chemicals are not regulated federally yet. They've got to be. They're not regulated federally. And in the state, we have a lame duck law that has let the DNR, let a Republican, remember, Pren, stay on simply because the Republicans won't convene a meeting to do up or down an Evers appointment. And the Wisconsin Manufacturers Corporation resists any effort to regulate forever chemicals. You are drinking cancer causing water in most areas of the state right now because of that. They have starved the University of Wisconsin to the point, diminished our reputation, and I'm talking about the whole system, diminished it badly when it was one of the greatest systems in the world, still is in my view, but they attack everything. A gerrymandered Republican legislature is composed of two types of people. Dark money, black ops, androids, and Stepford wives. That's all they are. They are slaves to ALEC, to their donors, and they're hurting Wisconsin. And if people don't wake up, for instance, state elections can't be gerrymandered because it's the boundaries of the state. If they continue to vote Republican for governor and Senate, it's essentially a peasantry saying we like our peasant status and want to be treated like dirt and serfs. Period. End of story. Wisco Paul, thanks for calling in. Next up is Steve of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Steve?
Hey, Matt. Speaking of gerrymandering, what's it going to take to get these states to sign on the interstate compact? I saw Eric Holder on ABC the other night, and they were asking him questions about gerrymandering, and then they also brought up how there was one case, I think, on the East Coast or something, or I don't even remember where it was, but they were trying to make the same comparison, but it's not even close because the Republicans are way more guilty of the gerrymandering. What do you think?
Yeah, there are two interstate compacts that I've heard, and you may be referring to both of them. One of them was Electoral College. There is a proposal that states all agree that whoever wins the popular vote nationally will get the electoral votes of that state. The problem with that is Democratic states that are controlled by Democrats with heavy Democrat majorities are for that. So if a Republican wins the popular vote, their electoral votes go to him, but the Republican states are not signing on. So that, and that doesn't do any of us any good. Doesn't do any of us any good. That's number one. The other interstate compact would be that all 50 states agree to fair maps commissions. In other words, and I do support that. Iowa has them. North Carolina. I mean, actually, Ohio has it, and the Republicans disregarded it anyway, and Republican judges. New York has it, and they stuck to it. So in New York, the Democrats are going to give up some seats, and in Ohio, they're going to keep seats, and each of them has a fair maps commission. You have to enforce it. And as long as you have Republican judges, they won't enforce it. As long as you have Republican judges, they won't enforce it. So ideally, I like both interstate compacts. The one on Electoral College votes is virtually unenforceable. Virtually unenforceable. The other one has turned out to be unenforceable, but it could be, and that's on fair maps commissions. I'm strongly in support of that. Going back to the lines, Pizza Box Mike, my friend, co-host Pizza Box Mike has a show on Saturdays you got to listen to. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box Mike?
Yeah, man, I got a better chance of defeating my renal cancer than I do the cancer of the Republican Party. But hey, man, Wisco Paul, don't be scared, man. You got to get mad. You got to get mad and you got to get active because we're not going to just be able to vote our way out of this. And keep your eyes on D.C., June 18th, Poor People's Campaign. If that doesn't tell you what's wrong with America, nothing will.
Well, you know, Pizza Box Mike, I want to tell Wisco Paul what's right with America, and I have a strong faith in our country. We are the greatest country in the world, with the greatest values, greatest constitution, greatest military, and greatest economy. And our military and economy stem from our values and our constitution, not the other way around. So Wisco Paul, I will simply say this. I'm very optimistic. Politics is cyclical. You can hold some Congresses and not hold some Congresses. There's a huge split in the Republican Party between the isolationist wing. One of their congressmen just put in a bill to take us out of the United Nations, if you can believe that. There's always that crowd. Whereas somebody like Moscow Mitch, whom I don't support, at least took a delegation to Ukraine to meet with Zelensky. And he said he is isolationist in his party. Ron Johnson's an isolationist. Tom Tiffany is. I do not think the extreme isolationist crowd is going to win, even if they take control of the Senate. So I'm optimistic. What I'm not optimistic about is the U.S. Supreme Court somehow ruling in that case out of North Carolina that somehow nobody can touch what other legislatures do because it's chicken. It's sort of a switch and bait. They're gerrymandered. They're illegitimate. They are dark ops, black money androids, and Stepford wives. They cannot be permitted to run the country. But overall, I'm very optimistic. Thanks for listening, everybody. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, director. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. And I am signing off for today.